Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in and joining us today. And let's see, I haven't seen you since last year.
That's right.
But we're off to a flying start with a new initiative that's going to touch a lot of people, it sounds like.
It is, and this information was shared in mid-December by our news department. It was written by Pat Malgaris. Kansas State University is leading state-supported efforts to strengthen and align the early childhood care and education workforce. So this really is about workforce. And Audrey, you know that on my programs, I have shared on a regular basis about the lack of childcare access capacity.
Right.
And I'm going to share a little bit more of that information later on. But as a state and even as a nation, we know the importance of childcare. So K-State's working toward that effort. Raman Fees, she's the Associate Dean for Academic and Faculty Affairs in K-State's College of Health and Human Sciences. She's also a professor in early childhood education. And she says, we are building on the workforce pieces our state developed, the resources, investments, and designs, and putting them together in a way that will help meet the needs of Kansas early childhood care and education professionals now and into the future. So Kansas State University actually received more than $5 million in initial funding from the Kansas Department for Children and Families for a collaborative project involving K-State. And the project helps meet the goals of the All In for Kansas Kids strategic plan. Of course, that plan was developed over at least over the course of 1 year, multiple listening sessions, tours throughout the state, and a lot of input. So the career pathway was co-created and designed after 2 years, actually, of conversations and collaborations. And that was led by the Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund. And it involved other state agencies, such as the Department for Children and Families, the Department of Health and Environment, and the Kansas State Department of Education. So CACEDO, which stands for Kansas Child Care Training Opportunities, Braunman oversees that. In fact, she's a principal investigator there. They are the ones that really are working on this career pathway, this system. So CACEDO is tasked with bringing the career pathway to life for the professionals and educators serving Kansas youngest learners. And there are several state groups that are actually working with early childhood system partners to launch an awareness campaign. Really share the importance of, again, early childhood and child care and the impact it has on us here at the local level as well as the state, you know, economic development as well. So there are several groups working to conduct a comprehensive workforce survey, also to support and enhance coaching and mentoring systems and expand foundational partnerships. Again, secondary and post-secondary institutions. So looking at developing those career pathways. Right now we have some what we call career clusters, you know, at the high school level. I believe at one time they were even looking at those at maybe at the middle school level. But working with those who are really interested in having a career in early childhood. And then also recognizing those and respecting those professionals who go into early childhood care and education. They're an asset to us, and really it's important for us to recognize the important work that they do and provide them with the opportunities for advancement, recognition, and more. So I've said a lot this morning. Of course, there's more to come. We will be certainly hearing more about this information. Just a few statistics that I want to share. And as I said before, that the lack of available child care is evident in every state. And of course, it affects businesses, families, as well as local economies. Child Care Aware of Kansas reports that here in Kansas, we've lost almost 2,000 child care slots since 2021. And the available openings right now only meet the demand 42% of the time. So again, you can see how much of a need we have for professionals in the child care and education field.
It seems like with the way wages are and hours and things like that, people can't stay home and raise their families. They have to have some kind of child care because they have to work so they can pay all of the bills and keep a roof over their head, pay for medicine and everything else. This initiative sounds like, you know, it's kind of been a long time coming and desperately needed, but it sounds like it's really moving forward in a positive way.
I had the opportunity to look through this strategic plan before I came this morning, and I'm talking about that as far as there's going to have to be some private and public partnerships developed in order to sustain and grow the system. And so it'll be interesting to see what that looks like. Because if you also talk to families, a lot of times paying for childcare is one of their largest expenses.
It's the only reason we're going to work is to pay for the childcare.
Yes,
so
yes.
What's the point?
So we really need to look at that and figure out what's going to work, what's going to be sustainable as well.
Maybe businesses actually offering childcare in mm-hmm. the building and things like that.
Right.
Cooperatives, there are all kinds of options.
Yes.
It's just addressing what's going to be feasible for everybody.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like we're off to a good start. At least something is being addressed. So thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you.
Look forward to hearing more about that for sure. I know there's a lot of people who can use it.
Yes.
Well, tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredithine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.